edition of America Tonight. A big shout out to all the nooks and crannies and flyover states, wherever you hail from in this great country and beyond the borders. Remember, it's about the buzz in your backyard, and you, sleepyheads, can participate just by jingling these numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. U.S. trailing China in the medal count. The final count there right now through 9 days, China 64, the U.S. 63. We'll talk more about the Olympics a little bit later. Sadly, the people in the Sikh temple are not talking about the Olympics. They're talking about the tragedy over the weekend on a sleepy Sunday morning where they were getting up, going to the house of worship to get ready for a meal and to have a service. Many people were on the premises, either in the parking lot, getting out of cars, that kind of thing, or already there, including the president of the Sikh temple. And he was among the six people killed in the shooting. And the shooter himself died as he was taken out by a cop, Wade Michael Page. Now more details are emerging. There were thoughts that he was a neo-Nazi kind of guy, and people are saying that that's what he did. He wrote on the websites. He was in two skinhead bands. He had been in the army and had a real hatred for non-white folks, apparently. Doesn't mean this was this ultimately the reason why he decided to go psychotic and go into the temple. There isn't any tie directly to the temple as though he was going after somebody. But more details are being flushed out. The bottom line is the nut was taken out, so there's no accounting for details of this or that or a day of justice in a courtroom anyway. It's just about the tragedy itself and the Sikh temple president actually dying as a hero because he tried to save as many people as he could when he realized what was happening. A lot of people are chiming in on it to express their grief, including the mayor, Steve Kasfati, of that area, saying that it's just a terrible, terrible, awful day.
We host 23 places of worship, and the Sikh community is part of that, what makes our city strong. We will recover from this, but I want to assure everyone that we are doing everything we can, cooperating with federal agencies, local and state agencies, to get the answers we need to resolve the situation and to begin the healing process. Sunday was a tragic day for our city, especially given the fact that it occurred in a place of worship, at a Sunday service, on a quiet sunny morning in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's what I would say. The thing that's so appalling is it is a quiet, sleepy Sunday morning. People are just trying to worship, and the Sikh people are of a peaceful nature, certainly here in the United States. It's a 500-year-old religion and often confused with Muslims, but not Muslims, completely different from Muslims. And sadly, I don't think it was about that with this guy. I don't believe that he had confused them, but definitely had a hatred and had some problems before, not necessarily with the temple, but with the Sikh community in the area where he was living, right down the street, right in that same neighborhood. Hey, coming up on the show, I want to give you a little bit of the menu. We're going to talk with Frank Spellman. He's America's oldest Olympic gold medalist in weightlifting. He's been watching the Olympic Games like a Hawkeye. In fact, caught up with him while he was watching the games. I mentioned how many medals the U.S. has. And he told some interesting stories about how it used to be in weightlifting, how it is now, and the fact that he's turning 90 and he still weightlifts. And he gives people tips at a gym down the street from where he lives in a community outside of Pensacola, Florida. Really interesting guy who's in a whole bunch of Hall of Fames and won a gold medal and talked about how different it was then. Even the rules of the sport were completely different. Also coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag. Many of you talking about the Sikh community and the differences between Sikhs and Muslims. There were a couple of emails like that. And ultimately, what should happen when you're worshiping meaning that if it has to be that way, and this is the times we live in, and you have to get a guard, you have to get a guard. So parishioners will have to pay for a guard. Somebody wrote me a note. It was Jessup who said, Kate, you know, this is what we have to deal with now. So if people have to pony up and pass around the plate one more time to pay for a guard, so be it. How do you feel about having to chip in and pay for somebody to watch your church in case you become a target? Because it certainly doesn't have to be just a temple. It could be churches as well. It just makes people with a more heightened awareness of what can happen in what you think is the bubble, but is no longer that. I've talked about this before. Who would think that schools and hospitals and workplaces and places of worship would be a place that would be dangerous for you to be, or a movie theater? Who would think that would happen? Now, we're not naive. We live in a big country with all kinds of people, great people, friendly people, horrible people that do horrible things, and psychotic nuts. So here was a psychotic nut who decided this was it, went to the store, got the gun, did the deal, and that was it. Didn't look back, and just decided he was going to shatter some lives. And I don't know if they'll ever completely put that portrait together. Which, by the way, as many of you may call up and say, oh, why do we have to hear all this analysis about this and whatever, I think it's important to put the pieces together of why someone does something, so that in the study of the criminal mind or what somebody could possibly do, what it is that makes them reach that way, maybe that helps in the future. When other politician types are saying, well, if you look at mentally ill people shouldn't be able to get guns, and terrorists shouldn't be able to get guns, and criminals shouldn't be able to get guns, well, no kidding. But how do you be the gatekeeper of that? Nobody's wearing a sign. They're elusive. There's ways to get around things. And that's what's happened in these circumstances, especially when you're talking about a terrorist who is lying in wait, who knows the game that they're playing, knows what he's doing, is gathering the materials meticulously to try to pull off whatever it's going to be, which goes to the point that it's not always guns either. And then there's the argument of gun control and why that won't work. If you say, in my mind, there's no question, if you say, well, just take away all the guns and we'll all be safe, take all the handguns away, we won't have this problem that is fairy dust thinking, to steal a line from the president who's using it in a much different way, and we'll just sprinkle fairy dust across the land and all sing kumbaya and eat pizza and drink Coke and we'll all be happy. Wouldn't it be great? But that's just not the way it is. It's not the way it is. And in law enforcement, they certainly can't look at it that way either. The concern on the ground for an FBI type or the Pentagon, as I talked to someone today, is just what can they do to try to get somebody before they get to that point? How can they stop them before they get going? And that's a really tough question to answer. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side with a daily salute.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1610.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1650.56, 825.28 for a half ounce, or 412.64 for a quarter ounce. That's 1650.56, 825.28, and 412.64.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
In the midst of so many harsh things happening across the country, I mean, we know there's negative news certainly every day, and there's also wonderful things that people are doing for each other across this country and beyond the borders. It's humanity. So we wanted to give you an example of humanity. I'm bringing back the Daily Salute once a show. We do that. If you have an example of something somebody's done, not necessarily because they want, awarded or rewarded or sought out for some reason. Not at all. They're not looking for attention, in other words. They just do it because it's the instinct to do it. This is ultimately a sad story, but still a salute at the same time. A very prominent pediatric surgeon from Chicago died this weekend. He was trying to save two kids from drowning in Lake Michigan. Dr. Donald Liu, who was a surgeon in chief and professor of surgery at a very well-known hospital, Cummer Children's Hospital, drowned in some choppy waters off Lakeside, Michigan. This was reported in one of the newspapers in Chicago. I read it. I guess it was the Chicago Times. Sometimes maybe I scan one of the headlines. But I looked a little bit further about this doctor. And the thing is he was at the beach with his wife and his kids when he saw two boys that were struggling in the water. He wanted to help. He knew, I have to do it. So he got caught up in a riptide that pulled him under. They eventually made it to the shore safely, but he knew he had to do whatever he could to try to get them there, and that's what he did. So he leaves behind a wife and three kids. The kids are 13 to 7 years old, but bravo for the doctor who could have called somebody, who could have stood by the edge of the water and watched, but decided, he was a pediatrician. I got to do something. I got to try to help them, and dove in, and ultimately two kids are alive because he helped get them to shore. So Again, the Daily Salute. A little bit of a clap for the doctor, unfortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately, it seems odd to clap because he died, but it shows the humanness that somebody risked it, knowing, seeing how choppy it was, and having his own children, but going to just not even thinking. That's what you used to do. Not even thinking that Good Samaritan thing. Kids, they're struggling. I can't see this. I got to get in there. I got to help. It'll be too late if I call someone, so I'm going to do what I can. It's just sad that the rip current grabbed him. You know, you hear about that, how deadly that can be. It took him under, and he just never could recover from that. So that ends in sadness, but it shows you somebody who cared about people, cared about kids, and this was his career, too. And his family goes on to live with the legacy of a father who did that instead of standing by and watching what was happening. All right, on America Tonight, if you've never listened, welcome to the show, first of all. I hope you stick around. We zig and zag in a couple of different directions. When it comes to the portrait of what is now emerging, once again, we're talking about somebody and trying to dive into their mind and why they would go into a temple and why they would shoot these Sikhs. It makes no sense. The details that we do know is he apparently was a white supremacist kind of guy, whether who's deep in or on the fringe, that's not known, but he was a neo-Nazi kind of guy because he wrote to several websites and wrote blogs and posted things, and that's out there. He played in two bands that were described as raising money for white supremacist groups, and so it's, you know, that there's problems here. He was an army guy who joined the army in the early 90s and then got out in 98. The army says that he had patterns of misconduct, but he received an honorable discharge when he left the service, and he had a little bit of a criminal record anyway. The criminal record, though, is that vague criminal mischief in the 90s and a conviction or separate convictions for DUI in Colorado in the late 90s. But the bottom line is you even have a former girlfriend who says that you wonder if this would lead to it, because you're assuming, I think we're all assuming about, how he was a neo-Nazi guy, he was white supremacist, whatever, but he had a girlfriend and they broke up. And she said that she had no idea, no indication, nothing at all, that he was planning any kind of an attack. She gave names of people that they knew to say, look, you can check with other people, whatever you want to do. And, of course, his family says they're just devastated by what's happened, and there's certainly no words. And this is the thing. We're down that same path where there are no words for what's happened in Milwaukee, in this town just right outside of Milwaukee. What can you possibly say about this? And what do you do in the future? What is it that we can do as a society to protect places of worship? And the answer is, other than getting a guard or locking the churches and temples and all that kind of stuff, and even then there's no guarantee, there's no way to say that. I mean, there's just no way you can 100% guarantee somebody's safety. By the way, the wounded police officer, they did finally identify him because he did whatever he could to help the people. 51-year-old Lieutenant Brian Murphy, in critical condition, supposedly doing a little bit better, but has a long, long recovery most likely in front of him. He had 9 gunshot wounds. 9. So this was an awful a thing that happened there. And Wade Michael Page, for whatever the motivation was, he was intent on killing people, and he did kill people. Finally, he did go down at the hands of a cop, but it wasn't easy, obviously, to take him out. So they're trying to piece together what prompts him to go on this shooting spree, and they try to come to grips with it. And at this point, you know, what the Sikh population is saying, We just want to educate the country about who we are, about the kind of peaceful religion we are, so as to not get confused as to what's going on here, because we might look a little bit differently. So you have to feel terrible for those people, certainly. I said coming up on America Tonight that we were going to introduce you to this really cool Olympian, the oldest in the United States gold medalist, one for weightlifting, still is in incredible shape. It's just about to turn 90 years old and is gripped, like so many other of us, he's gripped in watching what's happening in the pool, in gymnastics, in any of the sports, not just the sport that he competed in, weightlifting. He's all about what the Team USA is doing and what the Olympians are doing, and he has some great stories to share about his sport, about weightlifting, and what it was like at the time and what they had to do when they competed. The U.S. men in basketball had an easy time after a little bit of a scare a couple of days ago. They completely rolled over Argentina, 126-97, and seemed pretty pumped up about where they're headed. That was just a huge thrashing. But this is dream team stuff. These are the pros. So aren't we expecting it? Would we expect anything less than gold for the U.S. men? I'm going to say we expect gold from the U.S. men, absolutely. And in soccer, USA's Alex Morgan celebrated with her coach big time. I happened to catch the tail end of this as they beat Canada in a semifinal soccer match at the games that really went the distance. And if you know anything about soccer or have watched soccer, you can watch and watch and watch, and then all of a sudden things start to heat up, and within minutes things can change. And that was a nice win. We're going to talk to one of the coaches of some of the girls who are part of that soccer team coming up a little bit later in the week here on America Tonight, as we try to bring you some different angles from the London Games. And in the medal count, so far nobody has the medal count because nobody guessed that we would have 63. We have 63 right now, but we still have a lot of the games left to be played. We're only through 9 days. I think some of the people like Rick in Illinois are saying 90s, 100 and something. Maybe somebody nails that medal count and clears the prize closet. Hang with us. Go to the Olympics, in a sense, next.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Seedsaver.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wow, New York Jets center, Mr. Mangold, Nick Mangold, so proud of his sister, Holly Mangold. She finished 10th in London in Olympic weightlifting. There are other news and notes about weightlifting that we'll get to. Can you believe it? Through day 9 at the Olympics. Very excited to welcome to this show the oldest Olympic gold medalist in weightlifting, and we're talking about victories from 64 years ago. Can you imagine the sport then? Frank Spellman joins us now. He won the Olympic gold medal in 1948 for the middleweight division. He also broke world records and earned several titles, which resulted into his induction into numerous halls of fame. He lives in Florida now, in Pensacola, Florida. Love my Floridians. You know, my family, a big chunk of my family is there. And he proudly also served in the Army. Thank you very much. From 42 to 45, he managed to do that. Franks, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
I don't live in Pensacola. I live in Gulf Breeze, Florida, which is we're about 10 miles outside of Pensacola.
Oh, that's a beautiful area, just right down strip. I know that. Take us back, if you will, to what started you. How old were you when you started weightlifting? What drew you to weightlifting?
Well, originally I was a gymnast, and one day a fellow came into the gym, and he walked over to me and asked me if I would show him some exercises on some of the pieces of apparatus. And during that time, I noticed that he had a wonderful physique. And I asked him how he got that physique. And he said, weightlifting. And I said, well, what is weightlifting? And he says, well, if you'll come home with me after we do what we're doing, I'll show you. So I went over to his house, and we lifted some weights. And that was, I was 17 years old, and that was the first time I ever lifted a weight. And I liked it immediately. And so I joined a club and started training for weightlifting. And, the rest is history.
Frank, did you ever think that you would be competing in the Olympics and win a gold medal? Did you have that belief?
Well, at that time, the world champion was a fellow by the name of John Turpak. And he won the world championships, and he was the same class as me, 165-pound class, middleweight. And so my first thought was, as a youngster, you know, you think, well, my wish is to beat him. And that's what I trained for, always to beat him. And then when I got out of the service in 45, and at the senior national championships in 46, I beat him, and that was my greatest wish. And then in 1946, we went to Paris for the world championships, and I placed third. And in 1947, at the world championships, I placed second. And of course, in 1948, I reached my pinnacle where I won the Olympics, and that was just unbelievable.
If we, in the description of what's happened in your life, and then 1948, unbelievable, you win the gold. Do you remember what was it, what that moment was like, how much you lifted, and what the moment was like when you knew you had the medal?
Well, it was just so exciting, and we were a team, two men in each team, and we all pulled together, and we kept trying to help the other guy out. And even the guy that was who placed second to me, Pete George, I was trying to help him out, and I didn't think about winning, but more or less of making each lift. And fortunately, everything I attempted, I made, and I was the only Olympic champion to make all nine attempts. So I did very well. It was one of those days that every athlete wishes for, where everything you do is successful. And so that was one of my days.
Yeah. I'm sure you're watching now what's happening with weightlifting and the Olympics. And as you
I'm watching the cycling at this very moment.
Yeah. You have to, I'm sure you have a sense of, because you know what it was like, what these athletes are going through.
Well, I'll be 90 in a couple of weeks. And as I'm looking on now, I feel like I'm a youngster waiting to go on.
I love that. And we should tell people today, from what I understand, what I was told, is that you still exercise and you still weightlift at least a couple of times, right, at a gym?
Yes, three times a week I go to the gym, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I work out for about an hour. And the doctor tells me that I'm doing very well, and especially for my age. And so I feel good about that.
Do you feel that the sport and being athletic has given you the longevity and the health?
Oh, absolutely. Plus, eating and sleeping and living properly helps too.
Yeah. The of course, in mentioning that you lived in Florida and you say Gulf Breeze, just a stone's throw away from Pensacola, do the people that know you now, do they know about your past? Do they know what you did, Olympic Gold?
Oh, yeah. I just like I about an hour ago, I came from Walmart, and there are several people that, oh, I saw you on TV, and I read about you, and I thanked them. And, you know, it's just wonderful that people recognize it. And everybody right now is Olympic-minded, and so it's the top of their thoughts, because on TV right now, it's shown quite often.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of Michael Phelps winning all those Olympic gold medals, 22?
Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. You know, every once in a while, an athlete is born, and he has all the right size and the right kind of muscles, ligaments, and tendons, and the right mental attitude, and you put it all together, and that's what makes an Olympic champion.
Yeah. I mentioned that you work out, and we just talked about the fact that you're in such good shape, and you're going to turn 90, and you're working out and whatnot and weightlifting. Do you help other people? Do people ask you at the gym, like the gym's owner, any of the people ask you about weightlifting?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And they're very open-minded. I see little things that you should know that for those who want to compete, things that they should be able to do. And I tell them, like, how to place their feet from the bar, how wide apart, the hand spacing, and little tweaks that make it so that you can complete a lift or miss it. And, you know, after a while, your eye, you can see some of those things, and you can tell when people have ability or not. You know, there's a lot of people that are very enthusiastic about any particular sport, but for some reason or other, they never quite make the state level or national level, because there's a lack of something missing, either talent or mental attitude. And once in a while, you find somebody that has both the talent and the mental attitude, and they're the ones who become the champions.
And as you see the sport, and you're talking about the little things, little tricks you can spot on people,
oh, yes.
What do you think of the sport now and how far it's come?
Well, the sport is nothing like when I was competing. As an example, there's only two lifts now, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is that we were not allowed to have the bar touch our body on the way up. Now they bounce the bar off their loins to bounce it overhead. They pull it from the floor to their loins and then bounce it up. Well, we would be disqualified if we did that. So that's been a change in venue. And, of course, I give them more power for what they're doing. I mean, they're all doing the same thing, so they're lifting tremendously, and they look wonderful,
yeah.
And more power to them.
Yeah, I agree. Frank Spellman, what a delight to meet you. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and continued success.
One thing I need to tell you is that, you know, I grew up in an orphan home until I was 17.
Wow.
So I missed out on a lot of things, and weightlifting kind of brought me out. So that was a wonderful thing for me.
Yeah, a wonderful thing that you had the sports. You would probably pass it on to anyone else to not give up, right, and to think that there's always something out there for you.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank you so much for getting me on and talking to me. And I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Show, I always invite you to vent with me by sending me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You can also download Press 4 and you can rant during the day. So if you wake up and you're going out to get that cheeseburger, or maybe you're eating healthier like I am, you're going to go eat a plate of steamed vegetables and rice, whatever. But you want to vent about the person who cut you off, or you were just about to pull into that parking space and someone zipped in right in front of you, and you've had enough and you're fed up with the ring around the rosy by all the politicians when it comes to taxes, you can let it fly through the website and through Press 4. So, we have an avalanche of mail. Let's get to it.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed. This comes to us from Sam, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show now for quite some time. It's funny because I think you're pretty open-minded. I'm going to give you high marks for that based on some of the things that I've heard you say on the show. Unfortunately, I don't think most Americans are open-minded. And I actually can't blame them now at this point, because the frustration is wall-to-wall, mostly with the people who represent us. There doesn't seem to be any camaraderie with the folks in Washington. Is it eat or be eaten? How do you think they roll in the capital city? I think you nailed it. I think, Sam, you're absolutely right. Eat or be eaten. And not every politician, certainly, but the problem is if you have a handful, a renegade band, that does not make the law. So it's about having the majorities. It's about those committees and the laws and getting in front of the economy. I say this all the time, and sadly, I'd love to get on the air and say something different, but why are we always a nation of reactors versus action? How about a little action instead of reacting to what happens? But that's the way we seem to roll. And why is it? Because who wants to lose their cushy gig and their great health insurance? So I want to get reelected, and whatever I think the majority of my constituents want to hear, I'm going to go in that direction. My advisors are telling me that. I can't go against the grain because I won't be reelected. So I'm going to toe the line, or I'm going to vote along with the rest of the pack. It's a bad thing if you really feel as though people in Washington are lemmings. And let's hope that we get some non-lemming representatives when we vote on November 6th. Remember, all the House seats are up, and a portion of the Senate seats are up for grabs, too. So things could really take a change in a much different direction. This one from William, listening to us, courtesy of WVMT in Burlington, Vermont, one of our oldest affiliates. The people in Vermont like to email the show a lot, sometimes actually call the show. Dave in Vermont called the show a couple of times. He's big into the nail the score thing. So here comes the email. What do you think is going to happen with the Electoral College? How many votes do you think it's going to take for Mitt Romney? Is it really going to come down to the wire? Do you think it's that close, Kate, really? Or are we kidding ourselves, and is this a shoo-in re-election for Obama? You know, you look at the polls and you listen to, you have to take the polls with a grain of salt in a way, but there is something to that daily tracking. Otherwise, people wouldn't pay a gazillion dollars. If I'm a political person, why do I care about the polls if they're always inaccurate? There is something to it, especially when it comes to issues, I guess, but also in who's going to win and who's going to lose and what certain groups are saying. And in the latest Rasmussen poll, I just looked at this today, Obama has overtaken Romney. He leads him very close, though, in that margin of error, 47% to 45%. So it's only really the second time in the last 2 months that we've seen it fluctuate the other way. And this is right there in the wheelhouse of where it could change. You think of the unemployment rate, 8.3%, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting about the jobs, and the picture is, you know, 163,000 jobs were added in July. It was more than they expected, and more than in May and June combined. But that number that's so important is that unemployment number. We've never elected a president with that kind of number. Will it happen this time? And most of the national polls that have been done over the last couple of months show that Obama leads Romney by maybe 3 percentage points, maybe a little bit more than that. And in head-to-head matchup with Romney, the president got a little bit of a jump in approval ratings. 48% of the people polled by Rasmussen, anyway, say they at least somewhat approve of the president's performance. So that shoots up from, what was it, 44% last Thursday. But the job approval rating number, if I were David Axelrod or Robert Gibbs, anyone on the main team to get Obama reelected, I wouldn't like this. They show that 50% say they at least somewhat disapprove of the president's performance. None of that is good. But at the same time, according to polls, Obama's lead is widening in Ohio. Ohio's a swing state. Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. So when we look at that, and then we look at electoral votes, you pretty much with Romney, I think you're looking at least 280, somewhere in that neighborhood. Is it really going to be, with insiders say that they think it's going to be really tight? It's not going to be a blowout election. It's not even going to be a little bit of a margin election. It's going to come down to the wire. So if that's true, then these polls are interesting to really, really pay attention to. Obama leads Mitt Romney 48% to 40 in a poll that was done called We Ask America. That's a much bigger lead than other polls show for the press, some of the polls that I just mentioned to you, for what it's worth, just so you have that tucked away. Swing states, I mentioned Ohio is one of them, and Michigan would also be in that pile, and Wisconsin and North Carolina and Virginia and Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Iowa you can heap on there. Even New Hampshire, I think you could, too. All right, let's go to this next one. Roger says, boy, the stuff that's happened in Milwaukee is very disheartening. Kate, as much as I bash the mosque situation and feel that often in some of these major cities it can be a breeding ground for potential homegrown terrorism, that's certainly not how I feel about the Sikhs in their temple, knowing some Sikhs in my own neighborhood. Very wonderful people, very calm, very much about inwardly trying to spread peace, if you will, and this is a terrible thing that's happened. Sadly, the conversation will be about gun control, and I think that's not what it should be about. There are a lot of other things that we could discuss surrounding this, maybe more, as you call it, responsible gun ownership, but I don't think gun control is what we want in this nation. Here's one from David, who says, hello, America. Tonight, here's my question. What do we need to do to keep the psychotics from shattering our lives, whether it's in a house of worship or in a movie theater? Stunning that this happened within a couple of weeks. Do you wonder if there's any way this was kind of a copycat killing? Well, the neo-Nazi shooter that was killed, who was 40, Wade Michael Page, didn't have much in common with the Red Devil who went into the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. But did it prompt him? Did it make him think, oh, I'm going to do the same thing? I have different reasons and a different target, but I'm going to do that. We don't know. Unless something's uncovered, you could try to make that leap. But I don't know that I would. I think there was something that was ticking inside of him, and he had just had a breakup. Maybe that prompted it. I think it's terrible, certainly, what happened there. And I don't know that we'll ever clearly have that motivation unless there's some kind of a letter, a note, a manifesto, something that gives a better indication of what happened there. Andy V says, thumbs down to the neo-Nazi creep who went into the Sheikh temple. I doubt anyone's going to say that that was a good thing. Of course not. It's terrible that now when you go to worship, you have to wonder if you have to look over your shoulder in case somebody goes nuts. Doesn't sound that far-fetched. Maybe they're going to have to start really guarding some of these churches and temples. What do you think? Oh, I think there's discussions in some neighborhoods about that, especially perhaps some of the bigger churches, if you will. Hey, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to me just like all of those people did. AmericaTonight.net.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.